Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. The Wyoming Republican Party is calling on Representative Liz Cheney to resign from Congress. As NPR's John Ruich reports, Cheney broke with party ranks last month voting to impeach President Trump.
A censure resolution published by Forbes says Cheney violated the trust of her voters by backing Trump's impeachment. It calls on her to resign from Congress. Cheney was one of just 10 Republicans in the House of Representatives to vote to impeach Trump for instigating the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. The censure is largely symbolic, but it highlights divisions within the Republican Party. It comes just days after House Republicans decided to let Cheney hold on to her leadership role in Congress. She is the Republican Party's third-ranking member in the House. Cheney said in a statement she remains honored to represent Wyoming and will always fight for issues that matter most to the state. John Ruich, NPR News.
In Myanmar, growing crowds have returned to the streets for the second day protesting the military coup. Some among the tens of thousands are in red. That's to symbolize the party of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who is detained. Michael Sullivan reports.
The protests have been growing in size. Today's were bigger and more numerous than any since 2007's so-called Saffron Revolution that led to a bloody military crackdown. Despite a heavy police presence, there have been no reports of violence in the former capital so far, although there are reports of shots being fired at a demonstration in the border town of Mayawati.
An investigation into the EU's Border and Coast Guard Agency alleges it's been meeting with unregistered lobbyists. That's in violation of EU rules, Terry Schultz reports.
The transparency NGO, the Corporate Europe Observatory, and German public broadcaster ZDF have published an investigation containing documents received through Freedom of Information requests covering the years 2017 to 2019. Frontex is already facing accusations of illegally blocking migrants and refugees. This probe was focused on whether Frontex was complying with EU law to meet only registered lobbyists, and if not, who those unregistered lobbyists represented. The agency told EU lawmakers it met only lobbyists listed in the EU's transparency register. But the observatory and ZDF say they found more than 70% of groups Frontex met were not registered, and that some were selling weapons or potentially repressive technology. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The Biden administration is ending agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras that restricted asylum seekers at the U.S. border. Secretary of State Tony Blinken says the administration is seeking, quote, more suitable ways to manage migration. The policy was implemented under the Trump administration, and it allowed the U.S. to send asylum seekers to the three Latin American countries instead of processing their claims here. You're listening to NPR News. An avalanche in Utah has killed four skiers and injured four others at a popular recreation area. Police say they received distress calls Saturday from Mill Creek Canyon in Salt Lake City. The survivors managed to dig themselves out of the snow and ice. Search and rescue teams worked overnight to recover the bodies of the others. The avalanche is one of the state's deadliest in recent history. Utah's governor says avalanche danger remains high and is asking residents to exercise extreme caution. Super Bowl 55 kicks off tonight between Kansas City and Tampa Bay. Greg Eklund reports on the matchup between a 25-year-old quarterback and a veteran quarterback.
The 43-year-old Tom Brady is playing in his record 10th Super Bowl and the first for Tampa Bay after 9 with New England. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes was last year's Super Bowl MVP and hopes to win back-to-back Super Bowls for the first time in the NFL since 2004 and 05.
Once you've played in one big game, you understand what it's like. And then after that, it's all about just going out there and executing and finding ways to win.
This will be the fifth time the two quarterbacks are matched against each other. Mahomes already has a 3-1 edge. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
Fans at Tampa's Raymond James Stadium have been limited to 25,000. That includes 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers. They were given free tickets by the NFL. And there are 30,000 cutouts. That's to pad out the stands. I'm Amy Held in Washington, and it's NPR News.